Happy TGIF to you, my friends out there. Coach John here with your daily thought on a Friday, April 26th, 2024. Again, always looking to learn. Always, I guess I'm more inspired now to seek lessons, to seek information, to seek things that kind of catch my attention and I know that are good. And especially from former students, especially from, you know, former players, former colleagues, you know, other students, other young adults, other athletes, other coaches, other teachers, right? And so this one is from a former student, Sierra, and she posted about, she's on a journey. In fact, I am overdue to reach out to her just to see where this is coming from. And to find out more, because it inspires me, right? And I left her a message that this inspires me, you know, and it was a good start to my day to see this message. But Sierra posted, your past mistakes are meant to guide you, not define you. Love yourself a little extra today. How about that? How about you just ponder that for a little bit and take that to heart? Right? Your past mistakes are meant to guide you, not define you. Love yourself a little extra today. Give yourself a little extra grace today. I do that. I'm trying to do that. And as the conversation I had with Coach Dave earlier this week, I'm doing it a lot quicker. When I get down in the funky mood and down on myself and kind of worried about things, and I turn right to gratitude. But then I give myself some grace. And this message that she posted, my past mistakes are there to guide me, right? I say it all the time. My past is my best mentor. A mentor guides. A coach guides, right? A coach mentor tells you things that you need to hear, right? Not so much that you may want to hear, okay? Or, you know, something that just makes you feel good, right? Telling you, you know, something to stroke your ego and just pat you on the back and pretend that everything's okay when maybe it's not, right? And the idea of loving yourself a little extra today, giving yourself a little extra grace, forgiving yourself, right? I saw a recent post on that too. I got to dig that up. Maybe share something on Monday about that. But yeah, I just wanted to get that out to you because I think it's a message that somebody needs to hear besides me. Everything I share with you guys catches my attention because I need it, but then I also realize others do too, okay? And when we define our own success, that's what this podcast is really all about, right? I shared that from Alan Stein Jr. When you define your own success and you start focusing in on things that are important to you, things that value, that you value, things that add value to your life, things that are important to you, that are good, and you start kind of letting go of other things, maybe that take you down, maybe that take, you know, little chinks out of your armor, knock you down a little bit to the ground, right? Those types of things, those negative, hateful things that just take, right? They don't give. Those are the things that are inspiring to me, right? And so when you offer yourself a little grace and forgiveness, that's a powerful place to be. And it's an everyday thing, right? It's an everyday thing. And that inspires you just to get up and do things that you want to do and do things that you know you have to do and that are adding value, right? There's another Alan Stein Jr. I was going to share this again. Just saw it. It's easier to stay out of trouble than to get out of trouble, right? It's easier to stay out of trouble than to get out of trouble. In other words, you're in trouble already and trying to get out of it, you know, lying, whatever, right? You're in trouble. It's harder to get out of it because you created it, right? You got into it in the first place, right? I like that. That's gonna be something I share soon. But again, the whole reflecting piece on what Sierra shared. Your past mistakes are meant to guide you, not to find you. They're guardrails. You know, you're going bumper bowling every day. You know, if you're ever been bowling, the bumpers that are up there for little kids and sometimes for adults, you can't get a gutter ball, right? Oh, you fall off the, nope, guide you back on, right? Those things are there to guide you. And then there's going to be time when the bumpers aren't there, right? And you're going to have to do it yourself. And if you get a gutter, well, then the ball comes back and you shoot again, right? You throw it again. You try again. You don't give up. You don't quit. I love that. The mistakes aren't there to define you, right? They're there to guide you. And so many times my hand's up in the air in the mirror right now looking at myself. I've let my mistakes define me, and I carry that burden, that anger. And then it keeps me from doing other great things. It keeps me from having a great relationship with my wife, for example. It keeps me from reading the books I want to read and being open to learning. So that's all part of loving yourself a little bit extra today, right? Giving yourself some grace. Talk to yourself rather than listen to yourself. Encourage yourself. Look in the mirror and say, dude, you're okay, right? You're doing good things today. Right? Those mistakes, those negative thoughts, right? Those don't define you, right? They inspire you, they guide you, they teach you, right? And you learn from them because you're the only one that can learn from those things. I'm the only one that can learn from that guy in that mirror right now, pointing his finger at me, looking at me, right? Nobody else can. I can help other people learn from that guy in the mirror that I'm pointing, right? When I share information, but they got that guy or that girl looking back at them in the mirror, right? That's the person that they gotta love a little bit extra today and learn from today and realize that they're there to help and to guide and to forgive. And yeah, a big smile on my face as I share those thoughts today, because that got me fired up and inspired. I want to put that out there today. Okay. All right, again, hey, be open to learning from others. Be open to learning from yourself. Be open to learning and forgiving, and take that walk with yourself on life's path, right? And keep just battling, right? Keep loving yourself, keep forgiving yourself, offering yourself grace, because then you have it within you to give to others, right? That's the key. I think that's huge. Right. So again, Sierra, thank you so much. You definitely gave me a lot to think about and a lot to inspire me about too. So I really appreciate it. All right, you guys. Hey, keep smiling. Keep lifting the hand of somebody else that's on the ground with you sometimes. Right. They're looking to get up and there's nothing around to hoist yourself up on. Pull yourself up together with somebody else. Right. And then just take another step forward. That's what I'm trying to do every day. That's what, defining your own success is all about. Okay. And again, keep taking care of yourselves and each other. We'll talk again soon. See you.